Amidst the bustling cityscape, I maneuvered through a life that had lost its vibrancy. Once celebrated as an aspiring artist known for conveying deep emotions through my work, tragedy struck, leaving me without feeling. This collision between the old and the new occurred one calm afternoon as I walked through a city park, surrounded by the rustling leaves and distant laughter of children. In a dissonant hum, a malfunctioning drone, designed to capture the beauty of nature, plunged from the sky, crashing onto me with reckless abandon. The impact inflicted not only physical injuries, but disrupted the delicate connections within my mind that translated emotions into experience. The nuances that once painted my world were lost, and the creative energy fueling my artistry fell silent. The vibrant canvas of my life began to fade, losing its once vivid hues and sinking into a disheartening monochrome. As if drained of its vibrancy, my passions, once burning bright, now move through me mechanically, like a clockwork automaton going through the motions. With each passing day, I felt a profound yearning, a relentless ache for the deep connection with my emotions that had been abruptly severed by the cruel hand of fate. The journey to the Emo Revive Center was born of desperation, a pilgrimage through the ever-darkening corridors of my soul. It had been a path forged by countless sleepless nights, where memories of vibrant sunsets and tender embraces were now mere echoes, fading into the recesses of my consciousness. Friends and family, well-intentioned as they were, had watched helplessly as I drifted further from the shores of reality. Their words of comfort seemed to ricochet off my desolate heart, leaving hollow echoes in their wake. It was in those moments of solitude, staring into the void of my muted emotions, that the whispers of possibility began to surface. Rumors of the Emo Revive Center reached me like fragments of a distant melody, a place where technology and science had intertwined to rekindle the flames of extinguished feelings. With hesitant steps, I embarked on the pilgrimage, traversing the maze-like city streets that seemed to mirror the convoluted pathways of my own mind. The journey was not merely a physical one. It was a plunge into the depths of my own vulnerability. Doubts gnawed at me like persistent shadows, questioning the wisdom of seeking solace within the confines of a clinical institution. What if the promises were empty? A futile endeavor to rekindle a fire that had already been smothered. Yet, the pull was undeniable. An instinctual yearning for the colors that had bled from my world. A hunger for the emotions that once defined me. And so, with a heavy heart, with uncertainty and a glimmer of fragile hope, I found myself standing before the Emo Revive Center, bracing against the tidal surge of anticipation and trepidation that surged within me. The sleek architecture of the building seemed to capture the essence of my internal struggle, a clash of fading hopes and the stark promise of innovation. Its exterior exuded an otherworldly radiance, hinting at the secrets concealed within its walls, where science and authenticity intersected in an intricate dance. As I took that deep, steadying breath and pushed open the automated doors, I felt the cool embrace of sterility enveloping me, a simultaneous reminder of vulnerability and the possibility of renewal. Checked in, I navigated the corridors, each step marking a junction between the past I sought to escape and the uncertain future that beckoned. The examination room awaited, its ambience a mixture of sterile efficiency and whispered hope, as I prepared to confront the journey that lay ahead. A journey to reclaim the vibrant palette of emotions that had been obscured by the shadows of tragedy. As I lay there, an amalgamation of humanity and innovation, the preparatory steps for the procedure unfolded with meticulous precision. The air held a tinge of charged anticipation, mingling with the faint scent of disinfectant. Gentle hands moved with purpose, securing the slender nanoscale sensors and electrodes to my scalp, their presence subtle against my skin. These minute yet potent instruments, delicately positioned, seemed poised to bridge the gap between my faltering emotions and the realm of digital possibility. As they merged seamlessly with my neuro landscape, I imagined their infinitesimal tendrils reaching out to trace the intricate currents of my inner world, as if seeking to decipher the unspoken language of my suppressed feelings. Overseeing this intricate ballet was the AI-driven emotion restoration algorithm, a digital maestro orchestrating the symphony of my neural patterns. In the recesses of my mind, I envisioned its virtual fingers dancing across the neurons, interpreting the symphonies of emotions encoded within, unlocking the doors to the vast gallery of sentiments that had long been closed. And then came the awakening, a moment both surreal and sublime. It was as though I had been submerged in a world of muted shades and whispers, only to be thrust into a realm bursting with vibrancy. My senses, once dulled by the passage of time, were suddenly alive with forgotten colors and sounds. The world around me seemed to pulsate with an intensity that I had almost forgotten existed. Vibrant hues painted the scenery, each shade more brilliant than the last, while sounds transformed into rich, layered melodies that painted the air itself. Deeper sensations, like a symphony of textures, rippled through me as if I were experiencing life anew. But the true crescendo was the surge of emotions, the tidal wave of feeling suppressed for far too long. It was as though a dam within me had broken, releasing a torrent of sentiment that crashed against my consciousness. The spectrum of emotions, from the gentlest whispers to the fiercest roars, coursed through me, overwhelming and exhilarating in equal measure. Days and weeks brought a roller coaster through my reawakening. Dormant emotions erupted, a torrent of molten feelings clashing within. My canvas transformed, hues unseen for an eternity returning. My paintings became windows to my revival, brushstrokes telling tales of turmoil. Bold reds and oranges whispered of frustration. Delicate blues and greens unveiled newfound vulnerability and hope. Amid this whirlwind, moments of clarity emerged, calming my tempest. Amidst chaos, a rising sun's golden rays soothed. A breeze against my skin offered solace. Interactions became an exploration of emotions coursing through me. Amid inner chaos, a reborn soul emerged, mastering the new emotional landscape with an artist's sensitivity and survivor's resilience. Navigating my emotions became a labyrinth. Support groups became havens as shared stories illuminated the universal struggle. Embracing emotions, agony and ecstasy alike, became essential for healing. Time brought equilibrium. My art, a reflection of the journey, captured life's mosaic, joy, sorrow, and all in between. Months turned to years, and I transformed into an advocate for authenticity. I shared my tale, urging others to embrace the kaleidoscope of human feelings. My paintings became potent voices, encapsulating humanity's core. The essence of my journey extended beyond mere escapism from emotions. It entailed a profound embrace of them. Through the crucible of various trials, the exquisite beauty woven into the fabric of existence was unveiled. Each challenge a brushstroke on the canvas of experience. In the realm of art, I found a means to amplify the depths of my soul, giving life to the silent reverberations of human emotion. In eloquent tribute to the echoes of human emotion,